We are continuing our conversations with 2020 graduates on KEXE, KBXE. Earlier this week, we talked with Logan Monroe, the valedictorian at Northland Reamer Schools. And coming up in our extra hour of the morning show from 9 to 10, Katie Carter is talking to a 2020 high school senior from Kellyer. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. It's the Thursday morning show, and now joining us is a 2020 graduate, Toby
Aiden.
That's right. She recently graduated from Bemidji State University with a master's in biology. Toby, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me, Heidi.
You're welcome. So, did graduation already happen?
Yes, it did. We had the virtual graduation just last Friday.
How did that, what was that like? How, explain it to us.
Well, it was unusual. The plan was to have our family and friends there with the balloons and walking up the stage and receiving our diplomas and the excitement and all of that, but it was different. We were doing that via virtual connection. Everyone, at least I sent the link to my family and friends, and they were pretty supportive. My parents called afterwards to see how proud they are of me, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. How was this, the end of the school year being virtual distance or distance learning as well?
Honestly, I'll say that was about the most difficult thing of all. Everyone, it was so sudden. Everyone had plans after spring break. I had a timeline for the completion of my thesis. I had weekly meetings with my professors, and I got help from them. But the moment the stay-at-home order and the school closed, we couldn't meet as regularly, and that kind of, like, puts a stop to the progress I've been making. At least it slowed it down significantly. So
did you, would you take a class and would you see your teacher on TV, or was it just simply sending you lessons?
No, I can honestly say I haven't seen any of my professors since the lockdown. Usually we have classes, we communicate via D2L. Sometimes we had the video recordings. We communicated via emails regularly, but not actual, like, seeing them on TV or something. Mostly Zoom videos.
Did you have to work harder, Toby, to get through it since you couldn't see your teachers? Was it more difficult?
It is. I had I'm the kind of student that I don't mind popping into offices during office hours and getting quick answers to my questions. But at this period, I realized that it was a big adjustment for my professors as well. So I had to learn a little bit of independence. I had to figure out how to answer some questions by myself. And that took more time on my part, but I tried. Just so I don't take too much of their time, because I knew they had to focus on the alternative lecture delivery methods. So I don't want to be the one, like, interrupting at every point in time with emails. Plus, it's not the same with emails.
We are talking with Toby Ayaden. She is a 2020 graduate. She got her master's degree from Bemidji State University in biology. So did you have to defend your thesis? How did that go?
Oh, well, my professor has been great. So I was able to send my thesis to him. I'm getting comments from him, and then we're working virtually as much as we can. And we've scheduled Zoom calls just so we can talk about my progress, and I can ask a few of the big questions of that. So hopefully I'm on good track to actually defend it before we go deep into the summer.
Okay. So what John and I will not understand, but what is your thesis on?
Yeah.
Well, my thesis is on biodiversity in shallow lakes.
Oh.
We're trying to figure out what are the effects of biodiversity and other physiochemical properties on invertebrate, really. My focus is on invertebrate. I want to see their abundance and richness and how all of these other factors affect their abundance. So that's what it's on generally.
So what does your future look like? What's next? I mean, if you're looking for a job, are they plentiful?
No, sadly, no. Oh. compared to what it was like before the break, I was actually talking to a few recruiters before the COVID-19 crisis started, and it all seemed pretty hopeful and all. But now, let's just say most of the recruiters have stopped talking to us, and it's getting increasingly difficult to actually get good placements. Otherwise, I'm applying for my PhD. Hopefully, I can start in the fall. Worst case scenario, I can start fall 2021. Still, I'm optimistic. I'm sure things will work out.
Hmm. You also had to, your job at the BSU library stopped as well, too, right?
Yeah, but I just have to say a big thank you to BSU and the BSU librarians in general. They've been very supportive. Although our job stopped, but I'll say they were able to find pretty creative ways to keep us engaged. So rather than being manning the actual reference desk, we're in charge of the reference chat site where patrons can chat with us concerning all of their reference and reference issues, and we'll help out with that. Plus, we took that time to make some instructional videos targeted at helping students during this time.
So, Toby, you've been through graduations before. You just got your master's. Do you have any advice to high school students, college students right now that aren't getting that ritual that I'm sure you've been through many times?
Yeah, what I have to say to them. See, it is a big achievement for you, and nothing and no one can take that away from you. So whether or not your family and friends or your professors or your teachers were there to congratulate you, you owe it to yourself to congratulate yourself, because, of course, you're your biggest fan. And if you're not able to give yourself encouragement from time to time, I guess you shouldn't just wait for people to do that. So you just need to give yourself a big hug. Hmm. Figure out a way you can celebrate in your own little way, but don't let this be a bother, and don't think about it. Just be glad that you made it this far.
Well, Toby, I think we needed your optimism today. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you on your master's in biology. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Heidi.